Correcting for Small Displacement Interlopers in Bow Analyses, by Setar Forujan et al. Due to the low resolution of slitless spectroscopy, future surveys including those made possible by the Roman and Euclid space telescopes will be prone to line misidentification, leading to interloper galaxies at the wrong redshifts in the large-scale structure catalogues. The most pernicious of these have a small displacement between true and false redshift such that the interloper positions are correlated with the target galaxies. We consider how to correct for such contaminants, focusing on H-beta interlopers in OII catalogs as will be observed by Roman, which are misplaced by delta D equals 97 H1 MPC at redshift Z equals 1. Because this displacement is close to the Bow scale, the peak in the interloper target galaxy cross-correlation function at the displacement scale can change the shape of the Bow peak in the autocorrelation of the contaminated catalog, and lead to incorrect cosmological measurements if not accounted for properly. We consider how to build a model for the monopole and quadrupole moments of the contaminated correlation function, including an additional free parameter for the fraction of interlopers. The key input to this model is the cross-correlation between the population of galaxies forming the interlopers and the main target sample. It will be important to either estimate this using calibration data or to use the contaminated small-scale autocorrelation function to model it, which may be possible if a number of requirements about the galaxy populations are met. We find that this method is successful in measuring the Bow dilation parameters without significant degradation in accuracy, provided the cross-correlation function is accurately known. This was Correcting for Small Displacement Interlopers in Bow Analyses, by Setar Forujan et al.